on your Google Home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on the radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Anthony William Brownless.
Now, Bill, yes. Lots of segments on this show are among Australia's favourite radio segments. But this one seems to come out number one all the time. And the reason it does is because you try and speak and badly cock it up, and which then we bang them all together. Matty Hayward does a superb job. It's called The Idiot File.
Which is important when you're on radio.
And what we've done here, because we've put a nice body of work together, I came back too early.
No.
Late
You've
March.
Been back for a week.
Late March, and you'd already put a month together of pretty ordinary stuff. And then by the time I came back, we've battled our way through to mid-June.
Yeah, I know.
It was time for a break.
And I need one. You don't.
You badly need a break, as this is about to attest.
Well, and also, I'll tell you how good it is, Jim.
What?
We do have a sponsor.
Oh, yeah, for the idiot exactly. Part. So for you making an awful mess of speaking, a company have come on board to sponsor it. So let's hit the opener.
Billy's grip on the English language is a complete write-off.
What's the wrinkle? What's the wrinklest?
Purchase any new Kubota excavator at Supergroups for an instant asset tax write-off at supergroups.com.au.
Back early and on late. Jeez, that will get some taking used to, or whatever.
Do you want to have another go at that last bit?
Jeez, that will take some getting used to.
There you go. Not There's better. The words in order.
Now, coronavirus, it's very serious. It's a crazy day. We went off the top, I know.
Oh,
but
it is serious. There's no doubt.
Have you panic buyed? Have you been into the supermarket to buy?
It's panic bought, Bill, not panic buyed.
Yeah. Thanks, Charlie.
What's been going on? Have you been on air?
Yes.
Have you made an ass of yourself?
Oh, mate. We are the number one iPod uplifted toilet paper.
Toilet. Yeah.
Toilet paper is the number one most valued household item.
Oh, my God.
What about this one? You'll love this one,
Jim.
Yes, go on. It's the ACL cornhole battle.
Bill!
It's a corn.
What the hell are you on?
Jim,
has that dentist injected you with something?
Kick off the 2020.
Have you been on the laughing gas?
Do you know what is
I don't.
Cornhole?
I know what it colloquially means.
What's colloquially? What does that mean, Jim? What's the wrinkle?
Oh my God!
What's the wrinkliest thing on your grandmother?
Have a third go at it.
What's the wrinkliest thing?
Have a fourth go at it.
Wrinkliest. What's the wrinkliest thing?
Right.
And just an update for all the people out there on the coronavirus.
What?
Cronus virus. It says here there are no confirmed cases in North Korea. Well, if you knew it, why are you asking me to look it up?
Because I wanted
Wasting the family's time.
No, that is unbelievable. No cases.
Well, you reckon old King John is telling the truth?
No, I'm telling you, there's something going on between China, North Korea, and Russia.
Right,
I'm onto it.
Righto, you're onto it?
Old Inspector Duclay.
Duclay. Honestly.
If you're called a
boilermaker, the sound of things should be what they are.
Like electrician.
Oh,
probably not a great example.
Like, what does that mean? Like
pizza maker, right? You know what he does.
Well, they'd just be a chef.
No, they're pizza makers, Flog. But most...
Rabs, just let him go.
Carpentry, we know what that is, a carpenter, right?
No.
Anyway.
So a carpenter explains what a carpenter does it?
Yeah, kind of, yes. But a boilermaker is totally the opposite what you'd think a boilermaker was. Hey, guess what I did last night, Jimmy boy? Because I'm still working on my jigsaw, which is bloody hard, actually.
Yes, I did the same thing.
Yeah, I got the bike out of the shed a flat wheel, so I had to walk it down to the servo. And I go to pump up
to the
bloody
survey.
Righto, Jim, we'll start again. We'll cut all that out because luckily we're live.
Yep. Right.
What's the wrinkly?
We're in one of those Zoom conference things, and even from this distance, I can see you haven't changed one bit.
I think you've got it on the long ways.
On the what?
On the long ways Zoom. Paramatic.
Oh, Bill.
You have another go at that, please.
Parramatta. See, they're in trouble, Jim, up there in the NRL.
Right, I want you to have one more go at that, please.
Anyway, ring us now.
One more go, please.
133353, your brag artist for the week. No, very Rabs, good
don't,
prize.
Don't hit the button, Rabs. One more go, please. I want out of that.
Paro.
You can't Google it.
Shut up. Just pad for a minute. Horizontal.
Right. No.
What? No, that's not the word you're looking for.
No, I know, but that you still goes long ways. Horizontal, Jim.
What's the word you're looking for? Not Parramatta. It's what?
I looked up long ways photo, but they don't tell me. It doesn't come up with it. Anyway, we'll be back after the break.
Wouldn't be panoramic?
Panoramic, that's it. Speaking of the folks who are down Torquay Way, I saw a nice little doco probably a year and a half ago now that you and the whole family, you went overseas, you went back to Cornwall where you originated from. And you caught up with the old family.
Originated.
I don't know if you're on TikTok or not, Jimmy boy, but AFL coaches have come out overnight on TikTok and done some of the best work with their families. Certainly Damien Hardwick. it was hard work for him. Let me tell you. Hey, Jim, I got a joke, right?
What's the joke?
Well, what's the wrinkliest thing? I can't say it.
During that interview with Heath Shaw, Bill said, hell for what? Have we got it there, Rabbits?
Yes, we do.
What did I say? And motivation. When you're training, you're up at 6:30 and hell for leather. How are you going now? Rabsy, don't cut me off. I said hell for leather. I think they're self-interest, self-indulgent, prejudiced, narrow-minded, they're mean, they're egotistic, they're self-centred, narcissistic, greedy. Any news on the volume of the noise crowd?
Oh. Yeah. The applause.
Crowd noise, I think, is what he's trying to ask.
Oh, the crowd noise. Noise crowd, same thing. Speaking of Steve Hocking, he's put out a communications broadsheet today. And
a what?
Communications broadsheet.
A broadsheet.
So, and then what he said.
So now he's all good. Why didn't he just go and find his own treasure and take it back?
Because I think it got momentum.
Right.
And people, it's like a classic old story about Popeye and the pirates back in the day, Jim, trying to find the treasure chest.
Popeye.
Where's he come into it?
He might have been with Olive, actually.
He was. It's a totally different setup. But Bill.
What's his name on the pirate? The Jack.
Oh, no. Jack Sparrow.
That's him, Jim. Bill. Rabs, just say it, will you?
Wrinkliest.
Will you say it?
What are you clapping for?
Wrinkliest.
Bill.
You in it.
They remind me of the Adelaide Crows, the royal family. They've been in that much trouble lately off the field. Well, Prince William and Kate, they weren't around. Yes. Harry and Meghan have just absconded, Jim. Yeah, they've gone.
Absconded.
They absconded, Jim. And Eskimo Pie, Jim. Oh, no, Eskimo Joe, Jim.
Eskimo Pie. You get them from a milk bar.
I know. He's got another full pager in the Herald Sun.
No way.
With that same stupid fake body.
You lead at halftime, you win. It's early as that.
It's early as that.
Well, it's early and it's easy.
Scenes in Fern Tree Gully. Sean.
Scene. He's called him Scene. Oh, no. Bill.
I meant that, by the way.
Bill.
Yes.
How are you tracking?
I've got to have a look at myself.
You do.
I might just lock myself away for a couple of days and just go through all the episodes and just see how I'm going. Yeah.
What do you think causes it?
Just a lack of intelligence.
That it? Does the sort of channel between your brain and your mouth, does stuff get in the way?
I think some people have bigger channels than what I have, Jim. And it flows quicker. It just takes me a bit longer to get it out and to get my mouth around wrinkulous.
ridiculous.
That was a bloody good joke, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you get what the joke was?
Yeah, no, I did,
what's
Bill.
What's the thing on your grandma?
Yeah, yeah. Grandfather. But, Bill.
Yes.
We love it. It provides us with endless mirth.
I don't mean it.
No, we know that. Mm. And that's what makes it funnier. Mm.
Hey, it was good to hear from Joey and Bridge because we started the Rush Hour this
and
year.
Daisy.
And Daisy, was he on it? Didn't hear him.
He was fat.
What about him? He blew up. He's 100 kgs last week, Daisy Thomas.
You're calling someone else fat.
He's fat. He's a little lumper. And he's
6'3".
Daisy Thomas is not 6'3".
But he's not a lumper.
Well, he is. He's 100 kilos.
He's not like Joey Montagna. He's not tiny.
Well, he's like a big balloon now. I popped him and he ended up in Kalgoorlie.
Oh, no.